MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lincoln County has secured the funding of about $230 million for a voluntary property buyout program for properties within floodway that continue to be damaged. Lincoln County Manager Jason Burns said it started in the state legislature with a $21 million request, but the full amount was approved through the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The
program is a 75-25 match, meaning that 75% of it's going to come from NRCS and there's a 25% local match. And Representative Vincent went to the legislature this year with the county support and came up with a plan and put it in place and was able to bring back the full $58 million up to match this program. So we're sure proud of that, and we brought it home for the benefit of the folks here.
The program will begin rolling out to the public within the next 2 weeks, he said.
And our intent is to have this thing rolled out and have folks signed up and moving through this program starting within the next 2 weeks, but by the time monsoon season comes around.
He also said property appraisal will be at pre-disaster, pre-flood conditions of 2024 so that property owners will be offered a fair amount. He also said the goal of the program is not just to buy homes, but rather create a greenway or a flow path so area destruction isn't as bad during future events. Application for property owners will be available starting March 25th at a public meeting at ENMU Rio Doso. And Otero County Commissioners have renewed a contract with the Immigration Customs Enforcement despite a new state law banning ICE detention facilities in New Mexico. Commissioners held an emergency meeting on Friday, extending the contract with ICE for 5 years. The so-called Immigrant Safety Act, which was signed into law during the last legislative session, bans public bodies from entering into or renewing contracts for ICE facilities. The law doesn't go in effect until May 20th, but until then, counties are allowed to renew contracts. State Senator Jim Townsend commended the effort because shutting down the facility would bankrupt the county since it needs to pay off the $65 million facility. But some Democrat lawmakers said that when the law goes into effect, those contracts will be void and the state will likely sue the county. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.